UK Football Association requires women identifying as men to claim biologically female, agree to higher injury risk. By Paul Bois on July 9, 2025. The Football Association, FA, in the United Kingdom has required transgender men to describe themselves as biologically female while agreeing they will face greater injury if they were to participate in men's sports. The FA changed its rules following the UK Supreme Court ruling this year that women will be defined based on biological sex. While transgender women have been banned from female football in FA-affiliated competitions since 1 June, trans men are still allowed to play in men's matches, noted the BBC. However, they must fill out a statement, available from the FA since June following the policy coming into place, declaring they are transgender and more liable to be injured than other players, it added. All women identifying as men seeking to participate in male sports between the 2024-2026 season must sign a declaration stating, "I am a biological female whose gender identity is male or non-binary who would like to compete in open-age matches and competitions that are reserved for men." The players must also sign to agree that there are physiological and performance differences between adult biological females and adult biological males. As a result, adult biological females have a greater risk of injury when playing against adult biological males than when playing against adult biological females. And my treatment will not fully alleviate those differences and consequential increased safety risks, it says. Testosterone levels must also be in the normal adult male range of 7.7 to 29.4 nanomoles of blood per liter. The FA told the BBC that the rule changes were not an ideological judgment but only in reaction to the UK Supreme Court ruling. In their previous policy released in April, before the Supreme Court ruling, it asked players to acknowledge and accept the possible increased injury risk associated with female-to-male transgender individuals, and that they would be playing alongside those who are statistically likely to be stronger, faster and heavier, the report added. A transgender player lamented the change. "I am not a biological female, I am a man," the player told the BBC. "I highly doubt many trans men would agree to sign a document with that language in it, so it feels like a ban on the sly." Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProlandFilms or Instagram at ProlandFilms.